Amen and amen and amen. Isn't this a wonderful thing? Well, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and at Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful, well, let's raise it up. What a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing, hey, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing, oh, what a one. From sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, hey, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. Oh, what a wonderful, oh, just one more time, hey, what a wonderful thing, a very wonderful thing, oh, to be free from sin and have Christ within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus my Lord. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing. Hey, hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! What a wonderful, 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 wonderful thing to be made a joint heir with Jesus my King! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's why we shout! That's why we sing! That's why we feel the way we do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a wonderful thing. Oh, my, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Amen, amen. At this time, our pastor, Brother Coleman, will speak to us. God bless you, Brother Coleman.
God bless you, church. Amen. Thank you. I tried, Andrew. Oh, glory. A long time coming, but I'll accept it. Amen. Well, thank you, church. God bless you. Amen. Appreciate you. And I want to thank Brother LeBron and the Guayama Church and a little group down in Fort Wayne and all our people up in Holyoke and Westminster and upstate New York and wherever. God bless you. I came in here this morning because things are moving so fast, and I'm really I'm not going to speak too long at all because I'm out of it. I was up last night. I couldn't sleep in pain, so I got up around 1:30, and then I tried to put on some music to get calmed down, and then finally I went in my drawer and I pulled out a tape, and it said from Africa, I think Nigeria, Brother Coleman's healing.
said, oh, this is good here.
Sure. Amen. So, and on the tape, brother, he told him, because I heard one part of it so far, and he explained how every devil is after me and so forth, and things that were said. And so he's preaching because of my healing and telling my life story. I was totally shocked. And then he said that they say, some people out there say that it is easier for the Pope to go to heaven than Brother Coleman. Can you imagine? These are the things that they speak against me for preaching the Seven Thunders. So you get a little taste of that. Oh, something, huh? Amen. So now you understand why I come in here for some comfort. And worship. And praises. Anyway, let's accentuate the positive. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Psalms 89:15. God had a blessing to read of his word. You may be seated. Brother Norman, would you title this little, these few comments? Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Well, I certainly want to thank the Lord for these wonderful testimonies. They're so encouraging and also a blessing to me. And Sister Janice Martin, I certainly thank you for that tremendous testimony. It's a real blessing to me. You know, Sister Janice is very quiet. You don't know what's in her heart, but you heard this morning what's in her heart. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Janice. And Brother Corey, I don't know what to say because about your testimony, brother. I thank God that you pick up that sword as a young man. Amen. And you're going to stay on this third phase. God bless you, Brother Corey. And Brother LeBron Church, I thank you, Brother LeBron, for those precious words of comfort, exhortation, and it was a real blessing to me to know that what I'm trying to do, what we're trying to do here, is to bless God's people everywhere. So may it continue to be a blessing to you. And of course, our brother Tony Mara, now he told you what we're trying to tell you that happened in the Penn Harris. And so New York, well, you lost the whole thing there as a group. You were supposed to be fighting. It was about 800 people from New York and Pennsylvania there, and about 500 or so of the other people. So therefore, who was supposed to put the fire in there? New York, of course. But you didn't do it, you see. So anyway, I also want to thank you, Brother Jim Barntrager, and all the different ones, your testimonies. And I want to thank, because Brother Paul Glass and Sister Becky, for that beautiful gift you gave me. So I don't get to it, but I just want to thank you for it, because I don't get time to get around to thank you or call you, whatever. But anyway, thank you, Brother Jim, for that tremendous testimony. It's a real blessing to me, and also the other one that you sent also. So New York, you can see how the people outside feel about what's going on the inside. Yeah. See? And so Jesus on the inside working on the outside. Yeah. So now, just a few minutes. Also pray for the family coming home today. And brother, the German meetings was one thing. That's all I got to tell you, New York. And now you're going to see some worship. Amen. Amen. So, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Brother Coleman, what is the joyful sound that you are attributed to Elohim? Oh, I see, Brother Coleman. That's why you kept pecking away. That's why you gave of yourself January, February, March, April, May, June. That's why I did it. Amen. You may be seated. So New York and PA, God's grace come to you August 7th and August 8th, Saturday night and Sunday morning, because you totally missed the Elohim inspiration in the spring, March, April, May, June, and July. So you should never stop thanking God for his grace to you. Now, New York and PA, God did not have to do what he did August 7th, because when I first announced about the youth meeting, there was hardly any response. So then I said, the Lord told me just what to say. He says, do it again and tell them all are welcome. So thank God enough of you came in here, because God's grace opened your understanding August the 7th and gave you understanding of the scriptures, and also he opened up worship to you. So if he opened it up August 7th, what did you know in the spring? You didn't know anything, because you didn't go down to Penn Harris with anything. So now you know. Amen. So you should never stop praising God. You should thank him always. That's right, for his grace to you, New York and PA. So I'm not going to linger on it, but the European meetings was just totally mind-blowing. I've never seen anything like it. I was able to get the tapes through the computer from Johnny Kohlenbrenner to Brother Norman upstairs there, and then I was able to hook into it, and Brother Norman copied it for me. So I've seen them all except because Brother Robledo's last tape, his last message. But all I got to tell you, friends, I've never seen anything like it. And to see at least 11 or 12 different countries, and then maybe 20-some different languages, and all of them with no walls between them. Huh? No funny business. You see what I mean, Pennsylvania? No walls. No funny business. And also, New York and PA, may be seated. I did not send one tape on Elohim to Europe. Now think on that. I didn't give him one tape. The Lord told me not to. I didn't really know what he meant, but now I know. He wanted to prove to you that he don't need you. Because he gave you everything in the spring. And he gave Europe nothing. But Europe came there hungry, thirsting, and they entered into worship. And you had all the mechanics of it, and you didn't do anything with it, because you didn't have a revelation of it. But Europe had a revelation even before they even heard the Elohim tapes. So I don't want to linger there. You may be seated. It was the worship of Europe, all the different nations, and because, and also New York and PA, especially down in PA, Pennsylvania, you have got to learn how to ride the Spirit. Because it's very hard for a minister to preach there, because you don't ride the Spirit. You sit and look and listen. So you look with your eyes, you like this, and the minister drops the bomb in there, and you just say, amen. You're supposed to get up and ride it, ride it, ride it. Ride it. You don't know how to worship. You got to ride those nuggets. I mean, didn't Brother Branham tell you about Paul Rader? He said, I'm riding. Only believe. So you see what I mean? You may be seated. So just a little correction, instruction, reproof to help you, Pennsylvania. To help you. To make it easy for a minister to preach there. Because the ministers struggle there, because you don't ride the Spirit. So you got to learn how to ride the anointing. But you'll see Europe ride the anointing. You'll see Brother Robledo, maybe seated, Pennsylvania, and you see Brother Robledo, how he had to struggle in Penn Harris. He hardly opened his mouth there. They were riding the anointing already. He was saying a few words. That's right. And he was totally anointed. And also Isaac and Tim, Jonathan, and also Jonathan preached on worship also. And it was just totally mind-blowing, the people just riding everything. They know how to ride the Spirit.
You have got to know how to ride that spirit. I mean, you may be seated. It's a mixed group, I understand that. But you older ones may be seated, know what I'm talking about. When a young man is courting a young lady, well, he's telling her all kind of things and she's responding back. So your husband-to-be, by revelation is telling you all kind of things. And I'm going to drop, and case in point, I'm going to drop off a couple of bombs in a few minutes. I want to see what you're going to do with it. But I'm going to teach you and I'm going to show you on the spot. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, suppose the young man is telling the young lady all kind of things, mind-blowing things that because he thinks it is anyway. And then she just look at him. Huh? Oh, that's nice. He is not no more inspired. Trying to tell you, because we're coming into the dynamic season. We're coming into revelation for you now. And you do not know nothing about the hidden mystery at all. Because the hidden mystery is getting ready to be revealed to you. So many of you thought, I heard it. You didn't hear anything yet. Amen. So you may be seated. So therefore, as Christ begins to speak through his ministry, revelations to his bride. And if she don't respond by saying amen, get praise God, well then Christ just goes away. Because you're not responding. Are you finally understanding? God has brought me in here to tell you this because we are that close to the dynamics pouring out. And I don't want you to miss it, Pennsylvania. So never mind how you were raised or what your nationality or what, I don't care anything about that. All I know is that God created a bride and all will worship him. And if you don't worship him, all on the face of the earth will worship the beast. So which all group will you be in? All worshiping Elohim or all worshiping the beast? One or the other. Make up your mind. So start worshiping him. Amen. Amen. Okay, wonderful. So Pennsylvania, amen. Pennsylvania, you get your first test this morning because Brother Nathaniel is going to preach today. I want to see what you're going to do with it. I want to see you're going to ride it. I'll be watching you. Amen. Glory. Okay, maybe seated. It's okay now, so much for that. I'm in here today because I don't want you to miss anything. And believe me, I had about an hour and a half sleep. Now, I want you to notice something, New York, PA. Don't miss it. Now, and to my friends, Brother LeBron and Fort Wayne and all the outlying groups, don't miss this now. I feel to just say it to you. Normally, I'd preach this. Revelation 5 is divided into two parts. Here we go. One, Revelation 5, 1 through 7 is the revelation part. The revelations of all the mysteries being revealed. Six seals, loose ends. And your name. Your name was revealed. That's why you're here. Seven thunders gather the bride. Seven thunders gives her faith. Shows her how to prepare. Is the bride's revival. That's why you're here. You're not here to sit around. Amen. Okay, you got that? You may be seated. It's a revelation of witch mechanics to sow for a seventh thunder revival. Now you see what the Lord has done for us? Part 2, Revelation 5, 8 through 14, is the manifestation of the dynamics to the mechanics. Now I got you. I got you now. You cannot escape now. Amen. Okay, Revelation 5, 1 to 7. Then at the last seconds, the Holy Spirit sent me down to the basement to get the 81 Elohim inspiration. And right at the end of, how many years, 38 years or so? And right at the end of it, people still sitting numb. Don't know what happened in part 1, Revelation 5, 1 through 7. The names was revealed, the mysteries was revealed, and they still sit. Some say this because the seven seals not open, only six seals. So therefore it takes a revelation. And God knew that, so he brought forth the Elohim inspiration. Now watch. This revelation causes a manifestation for a worship to King Lamb. Which is the beginning of the manifestation of the Jubilee time of worship. Only the beginning. Now either you are in Revelation 5, 1 through 7, we just come out of 38 years of that. Or if you worship, you're over in Revelation 5, 8 through 14. So which one are you in? Which part are you in? And also each part, there's a manifestation or an experience that goes with it. In the first part, the revelation, well then there's an experience there. You know what the thunders are, you know what this is, and praise God. You got a promise for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got a promise for healing and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then in this part, Utanda Lake. Shouting, praising, singing. Why? Because it's a jubilee. You're free. You're going home. You're going back to where you was in the beginning. We're getting out of here. Amen. On the breach, page 112, Brother Brown said these words. And I caught this years ago, and therefore I call it the revelation time. He, page 112, breach, that's now in the time of the revelation of these things being made manifest. I mean, being made known. Did you catch that? He called himself the time of the revelation. Page 112. Then if that be so, then the Elohim revelation, watch, starts the jubilee by liberating you. That's why you worship. Because you're liberated. You're liberated from where you come from. You're liberated from Caribbean, from this place and from that place, from everywhere. You're liberated. Well, act like you're free. Praise God. Amen. How are you liberated? How are you liberated? One, you know who God is. Two, you know who you are. Three, you know who Satan is. So you're liberated. Now watch. This revelation starts in what I just said to you, who God is, who you are, and who Satan is. This starts Revelation 5, 8 through 14. At the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished. So it's finished. And we're here now in manifestation time. Oh, come on. You got it now? Okay. So Revelation 5, 8 through 14. Worship. You worship. The manifestation of you worshiping because your name is in the book. And then, because number two, the seven thunders, then the Holy Spirit seals those who know who they are. Because you can only be sealed or reborn if you was there in the back part of Elohim's mind. So if you know that, then it's time for you to be sealed. Amen. Okay, now watch this. I'm almost finished here. Revelation, he sent me here to do this. I said, he sent me here to do this. Now, Revelation 5, 8 through 14 relates to St. Luke 24, 49 through 53. So what happened here? Revelation of who you are and so forth come, and a revelation of worship come. Then what happened then on the 10th day? Down come the Holy Spirit. So what's fixing to happen here now? What's fixing to happen now? The Holy Spirit. But you was not in condition. So God, in his grace, August 7th, told me to play back, "Where wast thou, Job?" And then he opened your understanding up with a revelation of worship. So now comes the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which we could not have because the people had no revelation of worship. I tried all I could. But it took God to do it himself. Amen. So now, Revelation 5, 8 through 14. Watch now. What's going on here now, Brother Coleman? The silence that was put over Revelation, put over the seventh seal, Revelation 8, 1. That silence is broken. It's broken. No more silence. No more silence. Praise. Glory. Hallelujah. This is worship time for King Lamb. Hallelujah. The silence is broken. No more silence. Worship. Amen. Now, this is worship time for King Lamb. Number one, this is the time angels worship. Because everything hushed up. Silence. But now we're coming to, then the revelation comes now. From Elohim. Now this is worship time. Yes, sir. Number two, the elders worship him. Number three, living creatures worship him. And John, representing the bride, worshiped him. Now is the manifestation of the Jubilee worship to King Lamb. The Jubilee is on. There'll be another year of Jubilee. Now notice, don't miss it. Revelation 5, 8 through 14, a manifestation. Worship precedes the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No worship, no Holy Ghost. They are. Okay. In the manifestation of Revelation 5, Revelation 5, 1 through 7 is mechanics and revelation. Revelation 5, 8 through 14, manifestation. Amen. Now, you worship because of the Elohim inspiration allows you, because of the revelation of being an attribute, allows you to be reborn. Amen. So you worship because God is your God. Amen. And you know who you are, and therefore you enter into the manifestation of Revelation 5, 8 through 14. And it took God to do it. He did it August 7th. And he did it back there in St. Luke 24, 45, and 49. He had to open up their understanding, and he had to open up your understanding August the 7th. So if you're worshiping, then you are ready for the dynamics of Revelation 5, 8 through 14. Now catch me in here now. Catch me. And the middle part of the seventh seal. Okay. I believe all of you know that the seventh seal is a threefold mystery. And he looked under the seventh seal when it opened. He heard, a banging seven times, seven thunders. He looked to see where it went, and it went into unknown tongues. So I ask you a question. Could these threefold seventh seal, could that tie in to 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Shout, voice, trump. Jesus does all three. Is that what's going on here now? Are we connecting now in the middle part? Okay. Here we go. Number one, shout. Seven seals, seven thunders. What is that? That represents your soul. For there's a seed in the soul. My. Number two, voice of the archangel. This represents your spirit. I should put it this way. The seventh seal, maybe you understand this way, is the claiming seal. See, they got it now. Okay. It claims you. It claims your soul. It's going to claim your spirit. It's going to claim your body. Okay, Brian. Amen. So you got it now? Shout, seven seals, seven thunders, the word seed in your soul. And it claims that attribute in there. It calls you. It calls you out of Laodicea. Call you out everywhere. Now we entered into part two. Voice of the archangel. And now we have our spirits, imagination, memory, affection, conscience, and reasoning. So what happens now? Elohim comes back down the horizontal rainbow. And Elohim is made up of seven spirits. Seven spirits coming from your theophany. Listen. Seven spirits coming from your theophany, because your theophany is sending messages to you. Come on now. Come on. It's time. It's time. I want to meet you in the resurrection. Come on. Your theophany. So the theophany is the nature of the spirit. And it has seven spirits to it. So Elohim comes back as dynamics in the form of seven spirits and seven rainbows coming from your theophany to form you into the word image to be ready for the third part, trump of God, your body. You got it now? The seventh seal is the claiming seal. Claims your soul, the seed in your soul, spirit, and body. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and I'm closing now, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be, watch, listen, be preserved blameless. You never did it in the first place. He whom he called, he predestinated, he called him, justified you, glorified you. You're already glorified. And he himself come down as a seventh seal to claim you. So he's doing the work of redemption now through the word. And now he's coming down to claim your body with a fire baptism for the resurrection. So watch this. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Watch. Unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what is 1 Thessalonians 4:16? We are in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are blameless. You're already there. So all you got to do now is begin to worship. Amen. So next Saturday night, there'll be a service. I say it to you again. I'm not going to ask you to come in here. All are welcome. God bless you.